Gary Trump with Women in Control Talk. Now, your Smart Building video cast and podcast for the week ending June 3rd, 2018. This is episode 269, where we talk about all things smart control, smart people, smart controls, smart buildings, smart anything. We just like smart. But hey, if you like smart, you got to like my co-host and yours, the man, the myth, the legend, the one, the only, Kenny Smyers, the controls man from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Kenny Smyers, welcome back to the show, big dog.
Well, thank you very much, Eric. It's always good to be here. So it's good to be upright and sitting behind the camera and talking about control trends. And, you know, it's been an interesting week. It accelerated, I think, as it was abbreviated because of Monday being a holiday.
Right.
Then work-wise, we had a sensationally busy week. But and we're off to the races. We'll be traveling to Las Vegas here for the big show coming up, RealCom, yeah. IVCom 2018. So, but then we got it was an interesting week in the industry itself because a lot of notices, got a lot of shout-outs. We had a couple announcements from Project Haystack's new Connection magazines out, and we got the results of the Indy 500. Roger Rebenack, I got my Indy 500 shirt on. Nice. In honor of that, you know, there we go. Can you see it?
Yep. I can see it, buddy.
And I was pretty excited.
Listen, you're way ahead of me, man. I'm in a funk. I mean, I'm in a total funk. I mean, you know, once you start talking, I can't keep up, dude. I mean, it is a weird, funky week. You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like my holidays like the next guy or girl. But dude, you know, it's weird. I have not been able to get on track this week. So listen, you're going to have to coddle me this week, man. You're going to have to go slow, man. You're going to have to be very methodical.
Let me see if I got a downshift.
I don't know that I can keep up, dude. I don't know that I can keep up, but I'll try. But I'm wondering if the rest of our community feels that way too. I mean, holidays to me are kind of a mixed blessing because I kind of get in a groove. You know, everything clicks and, you know what's going to happen at what time. And I'm ready to roll with that. And then, you know, I get that day off and getting started back up. Next week will be a different story, like you said. So, and I think that's part of it for me too, Kenny, is I'm getting teed up for Las Vegas and RealCom IVCon. And that is going to be just an incredible, incredible show. So I guess the first thing I'd like to ask our control trends community, if you're going to be out there, you see Kenny and me, please, please come up and speak. I mean, I don't know about you, Ken, but that's one of the things that, that makes it for me, you know, when we find, you know, we get to talk to people that actually listen to us and or watch us, and we very much appreciate that. So, and hey, you know, we'll have a camera, we'll have a microphone. Let's get you on the show. You got something to say about controls, or you're smart, or you're just handsome or good looking or beautiful, we'll put you on. Simple as that.
Yeah, sure. we did get a lot of recognition this week because of an anniversary. We incorporated 6 years ago this week. And many people have reached out and given us congratulations. And
oh, the Control Trends Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how about that? Well, happy anniversary, Kenny.
Well, can you imagine how much time's going by? This will be our seventh show. And, you know, and the first year we didn't, we were just getting it together, you know. And then the second year we decided we're going to make this a long-term effort, and we incorporated. Because, you know, you had to have a business model to handle this kind of an event. And,
right.
And so, you know, it was just really nice. So we had 20, 30 people every day are saying, you know, congratulations on your anniversary.
Oh,
and,
man.
Wish us success. Thank you for the good things we do. And so you're right. That's those warm, fuzzy things that make it.
Oh, man, Kenny, that's great. That is fantastic. Well, yes, thank you to all the people that are doing that, man. That means the world because, like I said, this is, you know, as we said before, it's kind of a labor of love for me and Ken. It's not that we like hearing ourselves talk. Although we kind of do.
Yeah, kind of.
But it really is, we really believe in our industry. We believe in the people in our industry. We love the people in our industry. And it's fantastic. So, yeah, 6 years, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then we, of course, got the grand announcement that, you know, we have a home for the 2018 Control Trends Awards in Atlanta at the historic Fox Theater. You know, it's good. We've completed the paperwork for that. Yeah. Made our commitment. So, man, it's time. It's almost time to get that first roll of the wheel going for 2019, where we celebrate, of course, the 2018, the year gone by. But
well, listen, I got to tell you something. For our listeners who might not have been to Atlanta or might not know about the Fox has been around forever. I mean, when they filmed Gone with the Wind, I mean, and they did the premiere there. I mean, Clark Gable, Vivian Leigh, the red carpet, the whole thing. It's a historic, historic site. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous theater. And, you know, there was a time back in the 80s where they were going to tear it down. Some developer wanted to tear it down and build something else. And, you know, people in Atlanta sort of rose up. You know, my family was involved in it too. And they rallied to save the Fox Theater, and they did. So I got to tell you, man, I have so many memories from seeing concerts there. It's a great concert venue, Kenny. It's an amazing, you know, every year they have the Nutcracker Ballet there. It's just, it is the place in Atlanta. It's our Carnegie Hall, if you will.
Right. And we have the full run of the, of the actual ballroom, the Egyptian ballroom, and the patio, the Grand Terrace. Yeah. So, for the people, it'll be a VIP, event as well. And it's going to be just a, you know, a great ambience, because, you know, we've always wanted to reach as close as we could to that Hollywood environment where we get, you know, not necessarily, you know, we're trying to be a movie star or whatever, but just that feeling is a special night.
Well, why not be a movie star? I mean, we're all.
Well, you are. Stars. I mean, you're an icon.
No,
I mean,
icon. Everybody in the industry came by. I got to let you know a little secret, okay? Because the Fox Theater is made up of several different venues within the Fox itself, and the Egyptian Ballroom is one of the coolest.
Right.
Back in my younger years, I saw a lot of really, really incredible rock and roll bands play at the Egyptian Ballroom, and I got to tell you, Kenny, we got to keep this on the down low, and our control trends committee's got to keep it on the down low too. I actually am banned from ever going to the Egyptian Ballroom again. Let's just say in my younger years, there was alcohol and fisticuffs involved and a brawl that, I'm not going to say that I started it or I was even involved in it. I'll deny that. But let's just say I had hair then, and if they were to put hair on my head, there's a picture of me someplace, the whole deal be off. So,
the phrase you wanted to say was, I can neither confirm nor deny. Presence of whatever or the actual.
I can't. So it has personal history for me there too, is what I'm trying to say. So it's going to be fantastic.
I'm excited.
We already got some sponsors lined up. And hey, if you're interested in sponsoring the Control Trends Awards, please reach out to us, because listen, we can't do it without the sponsors, but we promise you, as we look around and tell our sponsors every year, we spend your money really, really well.
Well, and we do have an announcement. Intesis is coming on as a sponsor this year.
Nice.
I spoke with him yesterday.
Oh, fantastic. And, thanks, Mike.
Yeah, they're looking forward. Eric says that his global sales manager, the national sales manager, I think he's the national sales manager, and then maybe the ownership's coming from Spain. Wow. So Intesis is a Spanish company. They make gateways for KNX, BACnet, Lawn, and they take all the mini split equipments like Mitsubishi and Sanyo, Daikin, all the top names. There's probably isn't one single manufacturer that they don't have an interface for to the building automation or the building management system. So they're doing a great job, and they're doing some great market penetration here in North America. And Eric Dunn's got those. He's got all guns firing away because.
Good job, Eric Dunn.
Yep,
we got to get him on the show. And speaking of getting people back on the show, a shout out to Aaron Gorka, our man in the field. I think we mentioned a couple weeks ago that he was getting married. And I tell you what, the honeymoon must be going very, very well, because I think it's been extended by a couple weeks. Nobody knows where he is. He left with his bride, and he has not returned. So way to go, Eric. I mean, way to go, Aaron.
There's a triple Freudian slip there. We better let that one go downstream. Well, congratulations, Aaron. Great guy. Smart guy. Ex-hockey pro. This guy, he was a tough guy on the ice, and now he's a tough guy on the ant technology field. And they've come through Western Pennsylvania and engaged several of our contractors. I believe they've got some commerce underway or set up to, because they've got some great products. Basically, it's a paperless way to manage your contracts, your projects from start to finish, and unify everybody's efforts on the same screen, same documents.
No, I think it's important, Kenny. I don't think it's technologies for everybody. I mean, some of our bigger contractors already have that type of setup. But I tell you what, if you're a one, two, up to maybe 15, 20 person, or maybe even more team, and you don't have anything in place, this product is absolutely for you. Aaron's dad is a contractor, so they know of what they speak. Aaron grew up in the business. So, I mean, you talk about a guy who really, really understands, you know, what it is to go through, you know, the day-to-day stuff of doing service work and trying to get the paperwork out and get it billed and get it back to the books and all that. And it's an awesome system. It's anttechnologies.com. Just tell them Ken and Eric sent you.
Right. And he was a former Young Gun Award winner.
That's right.
So he started out early, and he's already making a big impact. And he's very much involved. They attend all the shows, and they're networking great. So we wish him all the luck.
Yeah, he'll be. I think they'll be at RealCom IBCon.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, and speaking of RealCom IBCon, shout out to Josh Bradshaw, our man in Silicon Valley. We call him the King of Silicon Valley. At least he calls himself the King of Silicon Valley. And Therese Sullivan, of course, is the Queen of Silicon Valley. And then people like, you know, Bill Gates and the rest of them are just minor players in that whole scenario out there. Jeff Bezos, they all answer to Therese. And
Eric Stromquist.
But we'll see him there. He's got a new position. Exciting new news. We're going to catch up with Josh at RealCom IBCon. I think there can be a lot of people there. And if you can't make the show, don't worry, because Kenny and I have camera, we'll travel.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. And we were very glad to participate. It's turning into a gigantic event now. We were very happy with the immediate response they had from, you know, the sponsors first. The events, the sponsor floor is sold out. They sold out last month. So you know that they've got some great participation from the technology and innovation leaders, you know. And then the attendance, from what I understand, is up. So it's going to be a really exciting event.
Well, and they've got an anniversary. It's a big anniversary for them, too.
Sure do.
I think it's 25 years, isn't it, Kenny?
20 years, yes. Uh-huh.
20 years. So congratulations, Jim Young, Howard Berger, and Lisa Wood. Man, they just rock and roll. So I'm pumped up, because you know what we always say about any conference in Vegas, especially RealCom IBCon, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but what you learn there you get to bring back and make money on. That's what I call a double win and a triple entendre, whatever. I don't know.
I like that. I like that. I'll go with triple entendre any day.
All right, man. All right. Well, talk to me, buddy. What are the shout-outs we have this week?
Well, Eric, we have a host of them. We want to say happy birthday to several people. Emily Wisensale, used to be with Tritium. She was always a lot of fun. She had, was one of the founders, or she got that marketplace started. Amy Spillman. We have Julie Hardesty.
Julie.
Said hello and congratulated us on the work anniversary.
Thanks, Julie.
We want to congratulate Kobina Stiffel. He started a new position as construction sales engineer at Johnson Controls. We have congratulations going to Brandon Jaskot. He has 5 years at Running Brothers Construction Company in Pennsylvania. We have M. Tunick Talk Thomas, 13 years at trading company HK Limited. Jenny Graves had a couple great posts this week, and congratulations to Brian Stock for 12 years at Honeywell, and Heather Sparks celebrating 1 year at Wellness on the Way. So,
well, hang on a second. Heather Sparks is also known as Heather Falcon, and she actually works for Stromquist and Company. She's the next Honeywell, or if it's the same Heather Sparks that I'm thinking of. It's a different one. I don't know.
Congratulations, and we said we're connected.
Hey, I got one, though, that I'm looking for trying to track down, and he's an ex-Honeywell guy, a guy named Earl Backey, and Earl's in Texas, one of the cool guys out there. So, Earl, if you're watching, which you better be, get in touch, man. We want to catch up with you.
All righty. Well, you know, Eric, we got it was kind of a slim week. Again, the industry, I think, took a breather in the North American section anyhow for the Memorial Day celebration, where many people took off to Friday before. They didn't come back till Tuesday. So we had kind of a pause. I'm glad to see you're recovering. You were worried about your energy level, but I think you've come right back on target. Eric's back, people.
Well, hang on real quick before you say anything. I told my wife, I said, yeah, I'm kind of feeling kind of down. There's not much to talk about. So Kenny and I'll probably do 15 minutes. And she goes, yeah, right. That's never going to happen.
Unless that microphone disappears. Yeah, like I said, you sit down and all of a sudden you fire all engines. But we got one post that came out, and that was the Johnson Controls Verisys plug and play controls.
Yeah. So
they had a webinar this week, and it's just, again, a great product for the light commercial building application where you're talking 50,000 square feet and less. It gives you, just many you know, assets of a bigger, more extensive front end system. So it's basically you reduce your cost of total ownership. It's easy to use, controls maximize energy savings and extends equipment life, reducing operating costs. You get maximum efficiencies up front, plug and play control systems, cuts installation time and complexity, and is a simple interface device, which makes it easy for building the owners and the users to be able to use the and read the equipment, and the Verisys components are very, very friendly. So and basically it provides an advanced level of control and very flexible for alarming, scheduling, set point adjustments, and more. So the best thing about it too is predictive maintenance and predictive detection. It allows you to take a proactive approach to servicing your system. So you identify.
Well, Kenny, no, I think
before they start.
Yeah, exactly. Which I think is key. And I want to talk about this. This is a good topic. I think we got on something here that I think is important. Yeah, we coined a phrase, I think you did, called the race to the small space many years ago. And I think, you know, Kenny, you base that on the fact that there's so many buildings that don't have anything in it right now. And, you know, it's everything from a thermostat to a system like Verisys or Honeywell or EZIO. All of them have products that sort of play in that race to the small space. Now, what I think's happening, and Larry Weber, who used to be with Honeywell, sort of did a huge, huge study. Larry's a very analytical guy, brilliant guy, and he sort of came back and I had always, with the light commercial system, could never get service contractors involved in. I mean, some would, but most would just, that had all the service contracts, they would just sort of back away and say, thanks, but no thanks. I never could figure out why. And then when Larry did this research, and if any of our service contractors out there listening, please correct us if we're wrong. Kenny, give you an email address where, you know, we can talk about it. But what Larry found was that the beauty of service contracts was that for every service contract you had, you knew you were going to get the money from doing the service every month, but you also knew that you were going to get X amount in upgrades and X amount in you know, capital expenditures. So you could pretty much predict what your business was going to be like, right? So if you had 1,000 service contracts, you knew your revenue was going to be at least X, right? If you had 100, it was going to be at least X. So they guarded those service contracts with their lives, right? Because, and I think that's why a lot of them did not get involved wanting to put a building automation system in, or, you know, anything like that, because hey, if it didn't work, you're in jeopardy of losing this customer that you have a relationship with. Okay, so when we look at things like Verisys and the Honeywell Light Commercial System and things like that, I think that really and truly, I think we're going to see a whole new entree of people coming into play, because I think if you have service contracts out there, you cannot afford not to, what you just said, Kenny, be able to predict what's going to happen in the building, because I think people are going to expect it, even if it's a small space. So all these systems are giving you the ability to do a couple things. One of them is do diagnostics remotely, right? To know about a problem before it happens, to be able to present that owner with all kinds of reports from diagnostics to energy savings and everything else like that. So all these systems will do that. And I think if you're a service contractor, you haven't sort of taken that plunge, it's a great opportunity with products like Verisys and Honeywell and EZIO and some of the other ones. And I think if you don't, you're in jeopardy of losing out to somebody that is offering that. Okay. Meaning that if you're able to do this stuff, remotely diagnose and all that stuff, your cost to serve is going to be lower. And if you're not the one that reaches out to your customer and says, hey, these things are available, guess what? Somebody else is going to reach out to them, and you might be in jeopardy of losing that business. So I encourage you to check out things like the Verisys, check out things like Honeywell, EZIO. All those are on Control Trends. If you have any questions, reach out to me and Kenny. We'd be glad to talk you through it, because we've seen pretty much all the systems, and we got a lot of great choices.
Well said. I agree. And again, the point of contact that we want to steer you to, it's a nice and long one. It's controltrendscontact@gmail.com. So controltrends, C-O-N-T-A-C-T, contract. So controltrendscontact@gmail.com. And we're getting maybe one or two emails, coming in after we ask people to reach out for us. But it seems like it's not very friendly. So long. Maybe I'll just put the whole thing on the next post, so it'll give you a quick button or a URL.
Maybe we can put it on the side or something like that, where you just contact us quick or whatever.
Yeah, because we had several people reached out. We got a nice compliment from a gentleman down here in West Virginia. He said that he watched our show and he said, keep up the good work, a lot of good input. And then he asked where he could get some help with upgrading his Niagara 3.8.
And nice.
Firm to a contractor in the immediate area. So, next up, Eric, we have women in the HVAC world. So WHVACR, the women are having their 15th annual conference, and this is going to be held at the Brown Palace Hotel in Denver, Colorado. The theme is
awesome place, man.
Yep. It's a beautiful place, and they say keep calm and let's defy gravity. Registration now open for the WHVACR 15th Annual Conference. It's going to be September 19th through the 21st at the Brown Palace Hotel in Denver, Colorado. So
nice.
Well done.
Can we put a link on? We'll put a link in the show notes so they can register through that. And you know what? If I don't know about you, Kenny, but I tend to do better. You know, if the women need a couple of guys to come talk to them. Yeah, like they're going to want that. No, I was just going to say we could be available, but but we got so many great women. I mean, think about it. I think Jenny Stentz, JCI, Renee Joseph from JCI, Gina Elliott. I mean, there's so many incredible women executives now and women that are in our industry. And it's just awesome to see that, that number is growing. So we will support that group any way we can is what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely. And another big announcement this week, actually it came out this morning, was the spring 2018 edition of Project Haystack Connections magazine is out. And we will also have a link from the post on Control Trends. But this is really a beautiful document, electronic document. So hats off to Robin Bestel.
Yeah, talking about great women, Robin Bestel and Therese Sullivan, huh?
For sure, because this thing, it's one of the sexiest magazines. In other words, there's nothing boring about it. And when you're you're reading and yet you got a nice little visual to go along with it. So either it's a cool advertisement, or it actually has it's just really interesting captions. But I mean, it's loaded. It's got editorials. It's got conversational pieces. It's got member profiles. It's got articles from numerous contributors around the world, and conference reports. So it's just an encyclopedia of information. But hats off to Project Haystack and Haystack Connect, because I mean they've really they've marched right into the forefront of Control Trends events. We track the events and trends for the years, and Project Haystack was first just embraced at the Niagara Summit when Kevin Smith came out and said they're all over this Project Haystack and tagging and semantics and the need for it. Siemens just bought J2 Innovations. J2 Innovations was one of the leading proponents. They promoted, they were second or third company. I remember John Petsy at Sky Foundry, and Jason Briggs and Scott Mensch were like just always on the stage, always advancing Project Haystack. And to see that, that's a victory, I'm sure, for them.
Well, you remember, Kenny, we were at the very, very first, and it must have been about 6 years ago. We hadn't.
It was in Denver, I believe.
Tennessee. It was the first conference they had. And Jason Briggs and Scott Mensch from J2 Innovation. Let me tell you something. These guys, oh my goodness. They basically got up on stage and on the fly connected about 15 buildings around Chattanooga and different equipment. They did the same thing in Denver, Colorado. We actually have videos of them doing it. But my point being, these guys were not afraid to get up and stand up on stage and show everybody how it was done. And it was absolutely spectacular. I think we all held our breaths and we're hoping it was going to work. And those guys are great. So Jason Briggs, Scott Mensch, man, we love you guys. You never call us. You don't write. You don't call. You don't, no, I was going to say sponsor, but I'm not going to say it. But, you know, you don't write, you don't comment. We think you guys are awesome, man. Show Control Control Committee a little bit of love, man. Scott Minch, I mean, you're great in front of a crowd. Jason Briggs, you'll connect 15,000 points in front of 2,000 people. I mean, come on the show, buddy. We'll let you have your little thing that you go around the office in. Whatever you want, man, we want you.
He's the drone master. Yeah. Yeah. So in summary that, for those, the stable data that you always tell us to talk about is that the theme is tagging the world of data. So it's all about data and how the ranks of you end users, design engineers, commissioning experts, smart building consultants, large portfolio property managers all need to be able to access data and work towards a smarter, more connected building and building system. And to do that, you need to have tagging. Because your operational data is then tagged and it's available for queries. These queries will lead to these algorithms, and these algorithms will lead to these incredible optimizing programs and energy savings and diagnostics. So again, to complete the thought, Siemens has embraced J2's future by buying them and giving them for sure probably the resources that they may have been lacking to really put this thing at the forefront, because it's a global initiative. I know J2 had already made an announcement they're going to hire more people locally in Chino, California, but also in Romania. So it shows the globality of the products, and just the hats off to them. Congratulations. It's great to see this organization continue to prosper and progress. So well done.
Right. And if you want to know more about it, we interviewed Joshua Felburn from Siemens. He spoke a little on last week's show. If you didn't get a chance to check that interview out, it was a great interview. So best to Josh too. And what else we got, big dog?
Well, the last post is from Samir Pradhan from
India. Our man in India.
Right. So he gave us a nice shout out. He's keeping the Control Trends message alive and well in that part of the world. And he himself and his business has taken a large step forward. They are introducing their version of global engineering services. And it's your engineering services genie. So they have a very large presence in India. And I should know exactly where it is. I'll find it here in a second. It's here it is right here. It's in Mumbai.
Mumbai, yeah. Right.
And they also have a presence in the USA, Net Zero Chase LLC. So what's happening? And we know that we've seen some great master systems integrators emerge. Probably 5-6 years ago, we saw companies like Hepta Systems Automated Intelligent AI, and we saw Control Co, and we saw people start to take a new approach towards ESI, amazing, thought process, but they had probably the skills commensurate or equivalent to a branch. They had, an IT guy that was, off the wall, and, all the graphics, they mastered all the stuff that, other people find very difficult to do. And they started offering it as a bundled offering. A true master systems integrator can take all these disparate systems and incorporate them under one single pane of glass. And quite honestly, very few people can do that. So we're engaged with that. But now we're seeing more and more applications are requiring from small companies some bandwidth in areas that they're not familiar with, that they could buy those services from various options. Like Honeywell has a global engineering services. Siemens Talon has a engineering support structure, because it's not going to go away. The number of people that are able to provide this level of competence and support are few, but they're because of technology, they're very accessible. So what you can do remotely now, and how you can send stations back and forth and actually do some very heavy lifting from a central place, in certain parts of the country or certain parts of the world, now makes these services available to your average contractor that doesn't have that deep department, doesn't have that IT guy, but rather than run away from the business and the opportunities, now we're going to find ways to provide those services. So as we know, we came away from KMC learning that managed services were going to be the way of the future, and as hardware, as architecture shrunk, and how you went from field devices to supervisory devices to network devices to front ends and then up to the internet and then back, whatever, we're seeing end devices going right to the internet. We're seeing the smart edge controllers that can do a large majority of processing and data management at the edge level, but you know, send the important stuff up to the cloud so they can be mulched and you know, that data can be processed, you know, so we're seeing just an amazing amount of technology getting down to the edges, and the reduction of the equipment and all the other intermediate controllers are disappearing because those edge devices go right up to the, either onto the network, you know, IP based network, or because we're seeing IP centric networks starting to really prevail. You know, everybody has an IP controller now. You know, it was a rarity, and the first 2-3 people that had it were able to say that they, you know, they could put a spec in that these controllers had to be IP based. They had to have the Ethernet connection, and now we're seeing just about everybody has those. So, but the opportunities now for contractors that are small to mid-level that would normally have difficulties engaging in a building automation system because they know how to do the mechanical work very well. They've serviced, you know, equipment all their careers, but now that they have to step into the IoT world, it, for some people, that's a very large step that they don't feel comfortable with. So in order to give them you know, a level of comfort and you give them the expertise they need for exactly how much they need, they can contract those services out. And so CICC, Samir's company, is going to be offering the CICC Global Engineering Services. And so we're going to be able to help them find partners here in the state. So anybody interested in that, please contact us at controltrendscontact@gmail.com. And we will forward you to the right people.
Well, listen, congratulations, Samir. Man, that's awesome. Very, very happy for Samir and his team out there. So that's good stuff. And, you know, Kenny, it kind of gets back to another trend that we're talking about. You can't know everything. So it used to be it was what you know, and now it's, well, you got to know some stuff, but it's almost more important is who you know, because if you, you know, if you don't know it, the chances are somebody in our community does, and we're seeing a ton of co-competition. Right?
Co-opetition.
Sure. Yeah. So that's a big word there. Hey, listen, while we're doing shout outs, I want to give another one to a local company here in Atlanta. They're the largest mechanical, I think. They do great controls work. You know this guy, Steven Johnson from McKinney's. They had their 75th, or having their 75th anniversary this year. So hats off to Steve and his team, to John McKinney, Dave McKinney, and everybody at McKinney's. They're great folks that work there, Kenny. Just awesome people. They do great work. They have great values. I mean, they do work all over the Southeast, probably all over the world. But, man, it's a class organization. So we're really happy for those folks. And I think we'll be seeing Steven and the team out in Las Vegas. So hope we can get him on camera. He's an interesting cat. So.
Boy, he's very intelligent. I met him down at one of our meetings. Where was that, in San Diego?
Yeah. We hung out with him.
And man, and he's young too. And I love the guys that really get it early in life and really knew what they wanted to do and became experts on it and really embrace all the new.
Yeah, what was interesting about him, Kenny, was that, and I don't know that I have the order right, but his mentor, one of his main mentors, was a guy named Stuart Cathy. That name sounds familiar, is because he's the guy that founded Chick-fil-A. And Steven, at one point in time, was Stuart Cathy's chef. So he was his chef. He cooked for him. And then another time, he was his bodyguard. Then he became, I think, his right-hand man. But, I mean, so he sort of learned from this guy. And all you have to do is look at the success of Chick-fil-A. Now, Chick-fil-A is not all over the United States. It's kind of like In-N-Out Burger in the West. You know, if you travel out there, you go there because it's the only place you can get it. Well, Chick-fil-A is primarily in the Southeast. But, man,
they're here in Pittsburgh. They just built 2 or 3 of them here.
Yeah.
They put one in a very interesting you have a trend going on here where they're taking these large parking lots that used to just be, you know, miles and miles of asphalt, it seems like, you know, and what were people thinking, you know, because now there's just not that many shoppers out there. So they're taking that real estate and converting it, large parts of the parking lot now have buildings put up on them. And Chick-fil-A has done that in like 2 locations. And every time I drive by them, looks like they're giving something away because it's packed. So I'm gonna have to try it one of these days. But they're relatively new; they're not brand new. I mean, there was 1 or 2 of them around before, but we've noticed that they really are moving into our area.
Dude, have you ever had one of those sandwiches?
No, I have not. I've never eaten it. Oh,
dude, it's the best chicken sandwich you'll ever taste, man. It cool. is like yeah. unbelievable. And my kids love it, man. If you ever turn your grandkids onto it, Kenny, that's all, the only place they want to go.
So. Well, speaking of grandchildren, I'm glad you brought that up because now I'm officially allowed to talk about it. My daughter, Sabrina, is having our first grandchild, expecting it right around Thanksgiving time, November 20th, I think it's the target date there. But you know how nature has its way and doesn't pay attention to calendars or anything like that. So
now I can officially congratulate you, Granddad, on that is
well, thank
great,
you.
Great news, man. I kind of knew about it, but I couldn't say anything. So, Kenny, man, congratulations.
All right. First of many. Yep, yep.
The man, the myth, the legend, the grandfather.
Well, you know, we had some interesting conversations off mic, and another friend of mine, Scott Weber. We're all probably the same age within a few months of each other's.
Yeah, we're like all 40.
43, 44, doesn't matter. You know, yeah, it's a year or two. But, you know, the interesting accomplishments of life, you know, you look back, you know, you won an award, for instance, at CGNA, and we just saw that posted. The CGNA put that up. We might repost that where Eric's smiling ear to ear. He's got another award in his hand, one of 100, you know, just the, you know, no big deal. He got no room for them in his house. He has to build another shelf downstairs. So, but the a career, we had Chuck Nemeth, you know, and he talks about, you know, starting in the business in the 40s, you know, and the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s. And my goodness, what a career he had. But, you know, the most important accomplishment I could say in my life is children, you know, having right. the, and now that my daughter and her husband, Brendan, are going to, you know, continue the family of our combined families, you know, it's exciting, but that's probably my best accomplishments is my children. So,
well, I got to tell you, Kenny, you know, I think anybody, if they really stop and think about it, I mean, family is the ultimate thing. I mean, we really think about why we work so hard. I don't know about you, but my primary thing is working hard is taking care of my family, right? I love my sure. family. And all you people out there are joking, going, yeah, what about all your ex-wives? That different story, okay? It took me a while to get the right family, but
you brought that one on yourself. Why are you doing?
Because I know they're thinking that. I know, but it's anyway. Oh man, it's a funky week, Kenny. I think we're gonna just sort of try to wind this bad boy on down. But I tell you what, hopefully we'll.
Well, that was our last post, so we could transition into a do here.
An outro,
Let's talk about your boat for just 1 second. Share about the boats you got. You got a sailboat, and then you got a motorized boat. And the motorized boat's giving you trouble. Experts out there, get yourself down into the Atlanta area, actually the Alabama area, and help Eric with his damn boat, because he spends it's a money pit, but it's not a house, it's a boat.
I think most people that own boats would probably concur that boats are, you know, somebody once said that the two happiest days of your life when you have a boat is the day you buy it and then the day you sell it. But it's nuts. But yeah, I'm having trouble with the boat, so I had to put a new engine in it, and I spent about $8,000, and all of a sudden I go over there last weekend. A couple weeks ago, I put the key in, and the boat won't start.
Now check the battery, okay? Let's get
No. The battery's working. I checked
the power.
Yeah, I checked the power. We got power.
Gas. We got gas in the tank.
We got power. We got gas. All right. But, okay. So anyway, we got that, and then. You know, it's all good though, Kenny. It's all good. You know, we get back to the family. I bought a small sailboat. I had a buddy of mine, my college roommate, who is a big time sailor. He's been on the lookout for a couple of years, and I picked up a little Hobie Cat for $1,300 with a trailer. And this guy's telling me this trailer is worth more than that. So it was a great deal.
Good job. But,
you know, you do things like that because I'm thinking about, you know, my younger kids, Evelyn and Axel. I'm thinking about how fun it would be to go sailing with them. And I know when we grew up, our dad had a sailboat for us. It was like a little box with a sail on it. And we learned to sail, you know, about the time we were 7 or 8. And that was just a lot of fun. So I picked that up.
Well, that was another thing I never did, you know. Now it's a thing I don't want to do.
What's that, sailing?
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I was on a sailboat, I think twice, but they were large ones, you know. But
Now the small ones are a lot of fun. The Hobie Cats have the things where you sort of lean out over they call them a trapeze. You can lean out over, and the boat's up on its edge, and you're leaning back. They're a lot of fun. A lot of fun to sail. So if any guys, sailors out there, and you're going to be in the Atlanta area, give me a call. We'll go up, and there's a lake that we can, a good sailing lake about an hour from Atlanta, and we'll load up and we'll go and, and do that. But listen, we're going to have a big time in Atlanta for the Control Trends Awards. So if you're coming into town for that, let us know. And, you know, the event's going to be great on Sunday night. But if you have any questions about Atlanta, what to do, where to stay, please reach out to that really long-ass email address we have on Control Trends.
Control Trends contact. Hey, you know what? Hey, we're all taken. It's not easy.
No. I know it is. I know Phil Zito took all the Control Trends Gmail things, and he's got them all going to him. So, yeah, you know, we're lucky to get this one. He missed it. There's controltrendstraining@gmail.com. There's the real Control Trends at gmail.com.
I don't know who took them or why.
No, Phil took it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's... I don't know what he's doing.
We're sort of kidding, but if you need some training, Phil Zito, bam, buildingautomationmonthly.com. We're just kidding with Phil. We love that guy. He's one of the hardest working guys, one of the best trainers in the business. So check him out. We're shouting
really
out
well. He's got over 2,300 students. So that's a pretty, you know, large number of people for a short period of time. So well done, Phil. Yeah. And he just had another, in fact, Josh Bradshaw has caught on with Phil, and they're going to get together, I think, out here at RealCon, IBCon. But I tell you, it's a very good world because we've seen like Control Trends, we've enjoyed success with Building Automation Monthly. Automated Buildings, of course, set the precedent many, many moons ago. Teresa's buildingcontext.me, I understand, is doing very well. So we're in the social media pretty deep, and we share a lot of information, a lot of good information. So, it's only going to get better as we get more opportunities and better ways to share it. So we've got some neat things coming up.
Well, we do. And I tell you what, the other thing too, Kenny, you know, I bought a domain called thepodcastingnetwork.com or controlspodcastingnetwork.com. And, you know, with the idea that we would be promoting podcasts and helping produce podcasts, and that offer is still open, but I sort of thought about it. I was thinking about, could you imagine a podcast with Phil Zito and Josh Bradshaw together? That would be an awesome friggin' podcast, and we would totally promote the hell out of it, guys. And then Therese Sullivan with Renee Joseph, that could be another awesome podcast. Give me some power couples here for podcasts. Let's put some together.
Well, I'd get the innovator again. I'd get Rick Werner. I saw him the other day on. I didn't see him. When I say that, you know, it's so amazing. I'm saying that. I'm referring to when I see people on the internet, or when I see people on LinkedIn, and we write notes back and forth now, I almost seem like I visited with them, you know, because I haven't talked to them for so long.
Yeah.
Out of the blue, you get this opportunity to say, hey, how you doing? You know, and some several people. But he is, he's working across the pond somewhere in Europe now. But I'd like to see him come back and maybe match him up with like Donnie Walker, you know, from.
Donnie Walker's a good one too, but the innovator, his motto would be the Innovator Podcast. Podcast alone or don't podcast at all, because the innovator could carry it all on his own. But how about across the pond? How about Salvador Dali, Mike Welch, and Samir Pradham doing a podcast
together? Or how about Jason Houck and who would be a good one for him? James Johnson, the Tritium.
Oh my gosh, that would be an awesome podcast. So I think the point being, if you're interested in doing a podcast, we can produce it for you. We can show you how to do it. We can help you promote it. Basically, all you got to do is just record it. We can show you how to do that. I can edit it for you, and we will put it on Control Trends. We'll get that podcasting network going. It's a great way to get out there. And again, all you have to do is just remember our really long ass.
Thanks, Eric.
Gmail. Thanks. No, you did the best you could. It's that damn Phil Zito, man. He took them all.
Using that psychology on me, and it's not working, okay?
No, I'm not using it on you at all. I'm letting our Control Trends community go. It's Control Trends Information at gmail.com, right?
Now, why'd you go and do that? Now you just sent...
No, what is it again? It's Control Trends...
Contact.
Contact, that makes sense. Like, think about making contact.
Control Trends Contact, CTC, Control Trends Contact at gmail.com.
And I tell you what, how about we do this, Kenny? How about... We'll play the Let's Make a Deal game again. And how about the person that writes the best email talking about our show that we can post on Control Trends, best review that we can put like on Google Review or what? You got to send it to our email address, controltrendscontact@gmail.com gets two tickets to the Control Trends Awards. What do you think?
I think I'll see you in Vegas next week.
Okay, so that's a maybe, folks. It better be a damn good email if the man, the myth, the legend, and we're going to get off two tickets. But we are going to be in Vegas next week. Hopefully we'll see Mark Petock. You know what we've done, Kenny, over the last several years is we've actually done a Control Talk now from RealCon by IBCon. We've had Mark Petock on. We've had people like all kinds of great people on. So
we sure did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll probably do that again, but we'll definitely do
it. We had Bueno. Lots.
We did. And yeah, so good stuff there. And we're going to be seeing all the people, Scotty Cochran, Brian Turner, the whole crew. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
We'll see Alper Ulsmeiser.
Yeah, Alper for sure. You know what, dude? I'm getting so damn excited about it. I think I'm going to go pack right now. So with that.
Oh, and guess what the temperature is every day? 105.
Well, there we go. So Kenny and I'll go train for our walking through the mall exercises. 105. Well, there you go, folks. So, all right.
Don't touch anything metal. Okay, watch those door handles.
Yeah, watch those door. So with that, my good friend, let's call it a week. I'm going to go pack, get ready for Vegas. We appreciate you tuning in, and we appreciate our Control Trends community. I'm Eric Stromquist. He's Ken Smyers. Remember, be bold, stay in control, and do something hot like go to Vegas and grab a door handle.
All right. Indeed, Eric.
Indeed, Kenny Smyers.